Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Joanna Granero. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So Joanna, you've been a couple of days here already at the Lido?
Yes.
How's it going so far?
It's okay, it's good, okay. Very intense.
Yeah?
Exhausted already.
What have you been doing so far?
I've been watching some films. I've been trying to watch some other films and meetings.
Mm-hmm. Now meetings, exactly. Now
yes.
We get into the juice of it. So,
yes,
what is
right.
your task, and for what are you here?
Well, I'm here for both projects that I have, for the London Spanish Film Festival on one side, and for Fashion and Cinema on the other side.
Let's speak about the festival itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, London Spanish Film Festival. Tell me the genesis a bit of the festival and how you started to, of course, to participate and be part of, you know, an active part of the festival itself.
Well, the London Spanish Film Festival was born 12 years ago now. Well, just over 12 years ago. And it was born out of a lack of possibilities to watch Spanish cinema in London outside the releases of Pedro Almodovar's films, which are great, but there's more, and the London Film Festival, and maybe Rendance as well. But all in all, the possibilities to watch Spanish cinema in London were very, very few. And so we started with it 12 years ago now, and so far it's been going very well. Every year we have a festival lasting for some 10, 12 days, 8, something like that, and we screen an average of 18, 20 films.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a London Spanish Film Festival Spring Weekend in April, as opposed to September, which is when the festival takes place. And it's going well. We're really happy with the results.
And tell me, do you have kind of now historic partners that demand? You know, they manage to give you both finances and support. You know, cultural supports, infrastructures for the Spanish Film Festival, or is it completely independent? How was it possible actually to create this festival?
Yes, well, the financial side of the festival is always a bit of a challenge.
Yeah,
but still, we are very happy and very grateful to some institutions that have supported it since the very beginning, like the Cultural Office of the Spanish Embassy and the Instituto Cervantes,
mm-hmm.
and also to some partners that have been there for years now, like Air Europa, or the Hispania, or the Acción Cultural, the ministry. All these have been has made possible to bring so many guests to the festival, to bring the films. Well, it has helped. Still, we need more. And every year is a bit of a challenge. But, we are happy that we have been able to make it for 12 years. It's not bad. Cannot complain.
And now it's time also for the other part, which I'm very intrigued about, fashion and cinema. I mean, cinema has been for a while a good trendsetter, we could say. And
yes.
How is it translated right now with your project? So, like, tell me more about it.
Well, fashion and cinema was born some 3-4 years ago, and it was born with the idea of exploring the relationship between fashion and film, how fashion has influenced films, how films have influenced fashion, how costume designers have worked with fashion, for film. Like, for example, Coco Chanel. She used to make the costumes, to design the costumes for some of her filmmaker friends, like Luchino Visconti or Jean Renoir. And and also to explore how the costume designers work with actors and with filmmakers in order to create a character for a movie. So, for example, last year we welcomed costume designer Sandy Powell, and she introduced the film Carol, and she talked about how she worked with Kate Blanchett and Todd Haynes to create the lead character, but also with Rooney Mara. And it's amazing, no? Because you see that there's so much more to what you initially think when seeing a film about the costumes, and how she was working from the inside, no? Starting with the underwear, because if you're wearing underwear from the 50s, you move in a different way. It's not like nowadays. And well, yes, that's what we do.
That's great. And so here in Venice as well, you already eyeing specific films around? You're looking forward to something the next days, or you just go with the flow around Lidl?
I'm just going with the flow, really. There are a few very interesting films, but yes, just a bit with the flow.
Okay, so I'll probably see you somewhere around some screenings. Thank you very much, Joanna, for being with us.
And
this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.